This is the Anaheim Ducks postgame show on Ducks Stream, powered by TuneIn.
All right, we're back here. All three of us will spend a few minutes talking about the outcome of this game, and then Josh will have his Duck Call show following all of that. So let me start with Josh Brewster. I guess the word is disappointing, Josh. I thought better considering the results from the other night here.
Disappointed in the structure being lost in this game. You know, we started to play with a particular structure, direct to the net approach. I think Dan hit the nail on the head later in the broadcast. The neutral zone was not working tonight. We just simply did not have the horses galloping through the neutral zone, generating enough speed so that when we get into the offensive zone, we can get in there real deep. On the other hand, San Jose did. There's some other things to talk about, like in front of our net and in front of their net, but I think Dan hit the nail on the head. The neutral zone was basically a mess tonight.
Yeah, it's disappointing. There's no question, because you look at what this team is capable of when it plays really well. And we saw that only three nights ago in a victory over a very good Carolina Hurricanes team. And then, you know, we've been here before where we come off a good game and we're talking about the Ducks trying to follow it up and maybe build some momentum and so forth. And it seems so difficult for this team to do, you know, to put together back-to-back really solid efforts. And I guess that goes back to what we've talked about, you know, incremental improvement. And it's not as rapid as we all would like. So back to the drawing board. Ducks are going to have to get ready for a demanding road trip that begins Monday in Ottawa. And let's not forget what happened when the Senators were here two or three weeks ago. They pretty much handled the Ducks exactly the way the Sharks did tonight. So a tall task for Anaheim to begin this road trip.
All right. Before we do Duck Calls, Josh, any further thought on what you witnessed here over the 60 minutes? Again, disappointing. And, you know, it's tougher to get back and be a good hockey club when you've got all these games coming up on the road.
Well, yeah, and the way I look at it, I'll just use the term line of scrimmage. And for me in hockey, the line of scrimmage, so to speak, is the area in front of my net and the area in front of you net, your net. And if I can control both those places, I will probably win. San Jose yep. controlled both of those places tonight. They did a big favor for their goaltender in his first NHL start. They let him see the pucks. They cleared out the traffic. And conversely, the Ducks didn't establish themselves in front of the Sharks' net. And also, too many guys left alone in front of our net. So what I like to call the line of scrimmage, I think, was lost today by the Ducks.
And one final point I'll make, Steve, is this just drives me crazy. This maddening tendency for the Ducks to give up multiple goals in short periods of time. I know the one goal tonight was really a fluke, the carom off the right, the boards in the right wing corner that led to the open opportunity for Nico Sturm. But twice tonight, the Ducks give up back-to-back goals in less than 30 seconds. And I think, if I'm not mistaken, off the top of my head, that's 10 times now this season the Ducks have given up two goals in a span of less than 2 minutes. I mean, that is something that simply cannot continue if the Ducks are going to build toward being a competitive team night in, night out. And I don't know for sure what the answer is. I don't know why that is happening. But they've got to recognize adversity when it happens and not let it snowball.
All right. Well, we will see you on the team bus very early tomorrow morning, headed towards Ottawa. And then our next broadcast is coming up on Monday from Ottawa, Ontario, Canada. It's going to spend some time with Josh Brewster's Duck Calls right around the corner. Hey, a reminder, Jack Daniels. The only good thing that comes from waiting is whiskey, so make it count. We'll come back with that and more on DuckStream in just a moment, powered by TuneIn.
You love listening to live hockey, but what happens when you've got to hit the road? Whether you're heading to work, hitting the gym, or anywhere else, you can listen to Ducks content on all your devices with TuneIn. That's the all-in-one audio app that brings you top hockey, breaking news, your favorite podcasts, and so much more on all the devices you've got. We're talking smartphones, tablets, laptops, smart speakers, and even in-car entertainment systems. That way, your favorite audio and your favorite sports are never out of reach. Give it a shot. Grab TuneIn to take your audio with you.
Regional Mexican Radio has a track record of bringing good vibes and classic Mexican tracks all day long. And tune in. The all-in-one audio app is here with our exclusive Éxitos Mexicano station, carrying on the radio format of Regional Mexicano with top artists. Listen to La Música del Momento from La Séptima Banda, Calibre 50, all ready to bring your day the best Mexican music. And don't forget to upgrade to TuneIn Premium for all music with no ads.
If you're a real sports fan, and let's be real, since you're listening to this broadcast, you definitely are, then you have to check out TuneIn. The all-in-one audio platform brings all your favorite sports content together in one place. That's live broadcasts like this one, plus local sports talk. But it's way more than that. If you upgrade to TuneIn Premium, you'll get the best audio sports package available. With live play-by-play of every other NHL game and the top college football games.
The double pass here. Back to Hall. Got a bevy of blockers in front of him. Hall with a house call.
Touchdown. ESPN Radio, completely commercial-free.
That you can still wait and take a wait-and-see approach. But when you're 73-9 and when an argument
plus is ad-free music and news just to sweeten the pot. So, are you ready for the ultimate sports audio package? Check out TuneIn Premium now.
Call in and join the program. You're listening to Duck Calls with Josh Brewster.
So it used to be one segment.
Hello again, everyone, and welcome to Duck Calls, your Anaheim Ducks postgame show on Duck Stream, powered by TuneIn. I'm your host, Josh Brewster. We're taking your calls, Duck fans, at 714-940-2888, 714-940-2888 tonight. Sharks 6, Ducks 1. Got eaten tonight by a great white shark. Steve Carroll is my guest in the early part of the show tonight. Steve, good to see you. I've missed you. I haven't seen you in about a minute or two here. All right, Steve. Folks, I want you to call me the good, the bad, the ugly. What did you see? What did you like? What did you not like? It's all on the table here on Duck Calls. Pick up that phone, 714-940-2888. Let's talk about the whole ball of wax here. And I'll tell you, you know, we've been playing much better hockey structurally lately. Tonight it was not to be. As we were just discussing, I really think that the neutral zone was the beginning of the problem, just not getting enough momentum through the neutral zone to carry it into the offensive zone, get into the offensive zone, and get in there deep. Conversely, the Sharks, no problem at all. They had their horses running all night long, and they were able to make it happen. We got to see Megna versus Megna tonight. It's our new guy, Jason, against our old guy, Jacob, center versus defenseman. But there's a lone bright spot that we got to see that tonight, and their family was here, and I think that's great, and hopefully Jason Megna will have some success here in Anaheim. Both of those guys are true stories of perseverance in the National Hockey League. John Klingberg returned to the lineup tonight. A little bit of mixed results, although I did see him wheeling and dealing a little later in the game, looking pretty good. By the way, I wouldn't mind seeing him on the first power play. I really wouldn't. Maybe mix it up a little bit with him. Put him and Cam Fowler out there. Just a thought for the night. Good to see John Klingberg back. The defensive zone exits were not working, and the neutral zone was not working. And I, as I was just mentioning a few minutes ago to Dan and Steve, I'd love to get your thoughts, 714-940-2888. I like to refer to the low slot in my end and your end as the line of scrimmage. And I think the Ducks lost the line of scrimmage tonight. The Sharks were simply better in front of Makanyemi, Atu Makanyemi, in his first NHL start. They let him see the puck. They made sure that they were clearing our guys out of the way, and we didn't establish a net front presence. And in front of our net, left too many guys. We just Timo Meier is just one example of a guy being left alone. And that was part of the story of the night, Steve. You got anything to add here?
Oh, nothing. No, I'm just kidding. paying the price to me is a big thing. That's putting your body in the line of fire. You know you're going to get hacked, whacked, and sacked and all of that, but you got to be in front of that goaltender to screen, and you've got to have teammates that can fire the puck, stay with her. That's just one aspect of it, Josh. And the other part of it is, for me, the disappointing thing is the fact that a few nights ago we're here playing Carolina. How many people thought the Ducks would win that hockey game?
Yeah,
let's be honest.
Many, yeah.
And they came out with a terrific effort. They worked hard. They did all the little things to be successful against one of the league's best teams. This is a team that has a chance to go a long, long way come playoff time. So they have that performance. Certainly you expect the team to gain some confidence with a win like that. So what happens tonight, 3 days later, they come out, they look like a different hockey club against a team that isn't as good as Carolina, and they play like this. I have a hard time comprehending what happens between that time and the time we played tonight.
Yeah, it is interesting. And, you know, what's unfortunate, the shots tonight are 28-24 in favor of the Sharks. So it wasn't like we were getting hammered. No. It's not like it was one of these 45 shots against Knights. It was just the Sharks were far more efficient than the Ducks. And I'll also say on the power play, it's got a little too far flung. I've said this before, a little too far flung. And too many passes going all the way across the offensive zone that are easily intercepted. Touch passes and a quick shot. We've got to be more decisive on the power play, but that's a recurrent.
Yeah, and you know, the other thing is, how important is that first goal in a game? To me, if you score that first goal of the game, you're in your home building, don't you get a little bit of confidence? You get some breathing room like, hey, we're off to a good start here, and then good things seem to happen. But when you're constantly falling behind and it's 1-0, okay, so that's all right. But then they get the second one, and the second period at the start, just bad things happen. They get a power play goal, and what's this? 1-2-3, looking at it. Three-goal second period for San Jose, and by the time Trevor Zegras scores, you're gone anyway. You're not in the hockey game.
No, I think that that's key, especially for a club that's really kind of fragile and unable to be consistent in their execution. So, yeah, I think that getting that first goal is absolutely key, and the Ducks just did not have it tonight. Give credit to the to Atu Makanyemi. I thought for a kid who had never started an NHL game, that was pretty impressive performance.
Yeah, I agree with you 100% there. Yeah. In fact, I was impressed with their hockey club tonight. I thought they did a good job in all aspects of the game, and then they did a good job when they jumped out 1-0, 2-0, protecting the lead and adding to it as the game went along.
Yeah, and you know they got some depth scoring. I mean, you've got the Meyer goal, which is a top line goal. Then, you know, you've got guys like Harrington and Sturm and Bonino and Lorenz scoring for them as well. So there's a lot of things that went very right tonight for the San Jose Sharks. So I don't know where the Ducks go from here. They're going to want to pay back the Ottawa Senators for sure. Whether they can, I don't know. But certainly the Ottawa Senators Monday and then the Toronto Maple Leafs Tuesday, that's no small potatoes.
No, and then the Montreal Canadiens after that, and then the Edmonton Oilers, who are good.
Yeah.
And then after that, you come home for a day, and you're going up to L.A. to play the Kings. It's not easy, and you got to find a way somehow. There's a key word for me, Josh, being more competitive. Going out there and giving everything you have, giving 100%. Some nights you're not going to get the results you want, but sometimes I just see things that maybe look a little chaotic, disorganized out there, not in sync, and maybe they need to work some of those things out as well.
714-940-2888, 714-940-2888. Take a look at that phone, pick it up, give us a call. Not the best night at Honda Center, but that's quite all right. We can hear your critiques too. It's 6-1. It's a decisive victory by the Sharks tonight. Not what we wanted to see. Were you here tonight? Were you at home watching on television? Why don't you give us a call and let us know what you think. You know, early in the game, Steve, I thought that Simon Benoit tried to lead a rush.
Yep.
I thought our top line looked pretty good against their top line. But then as the first goal was scored and then into the second period, I just kept thinking about them getting traffic and yep. us not getting traffic. And I don't quite get it. I don't quite understand why we were unable to establish traffic and why we were easily forced to the perimeter the way we were tonight, because we were.
Yeah, either do I. I don't understand it either, and I don't care who you are, your size, whatever. To score goals in this league and be successful, you have to do that throughout a course of a hockey. I'm not saying you got to do it for the full 60 minutes. There's going to be times when you're not able to do it because of what the other team's doing. But you got to, again, it comes to me, paying the price, get there, have a physical presence there. And when you get the puck, fire it towards the net. And, you know, it's to me, the key word right now is inconsistency. When it looks like they're going to start doing some good things over a period of time, something gets in the way. I don't know if it's mental preparation. I don't know if people know where they're supposed to be on the ice. Maybe the next night they don't know. I'm really at a loss to find out why this thing isn't becoming more consistent, because we've had a couple of decent games recently, but what happens tonight, it's like, I never expected this. I thought we'd be in the game, it'd be a close game, and do some good things, but we're not able to score goals because of what you said, putting people in front of the net. Didn't hurt San Jose. They were ready to play tonight. I don't know if we were.
Yeah, no, we were sloppy in the slot in front of our own net, and then I think a lot of our defensive zone exits tended to go a little too sideways, you know, a little too sideways yep. and up, sideways and up, sideways. And it's got to be straight on. And that's where you generate speed through the neutral zone. And there really was no time where the Ducks were really coming in on the rush in command and then bringing all five guys down and getting the puck deep and getting into a tighter five-man formation. You're just not, it's not coming out of the defensive zone right. And it seems to me like the club is pulling in a couple different directions sometimes. Like they're not, yep. they're not a five-man unit sometimes.
Yeah, and the other part of it is, to me, a big, big word is confidence. You got to do some good things, be successful to gain confidence. So you have San Jose score the first goal of the hockey game. All of a sudden in the second period, they're up 2-0, and you're starting to think, you know what? We got to get the next goal. Well, we didn't get it. Erik Karlsson scores and Sturm scores, and all of a sudden you're playing on your heels. And you know what? Yeah, you're not going to be successful because you don't know if you can come back and beat them.
Well, yeah, and I'll tell you, that was a seeing eye shot by Erik Karlsson. Real unfortunate. I have to say, I thought our goaltending was a little spotty tonight. I don't think it was at its best. Now, you know, there's some things we needed to do defensively. Do you think it was a mercy pull at the end of the second period? We've seen this a few times.
Yeah, I would say, yeah, it's time to get Anthony Stolarz some
might as
work.
Well.
And you might as well. And Gibby has played fairly well for us of late, but no, I think they did the right thing there, because we have a tough schedule coming up. Both of these guys are going to see a lot of playing time up in Canada, maybe up in LA too. I think some guy will get maybe three, four games, and the other guy will get maybe a game and a half. I don't know. I think a lot will depend on how it starts in Ottawa, but I think they made the right decision in that aspect. I don't see how you could say that was wrong, bringing in Anthony here in
no,
the third
no,
period.
No, not at all, and I guess you might as well. What did you think of that crazy bounce that Gibson got victimized on? That was very unfortunate.
I don't know.
Kind of a symptom of how the night is going. You know?
It has. If I'm a goaltender, I don't know what to think when that thing's coming down at you and it's going every which way. And, hey, those things happen in the game of hockey, but that, to me, comes with concentration, focus, being in the game and knowing that, hey, this could change a little bit and maybe you make the wrong decision.
And not only that, remember, Sturm was alone in
yes.
front of that net. So
yep.
when that mistake happened, there was nobody with a stick on him, and he's really just he's standing there in the low slot, and that is not going to work. So it was a tough one. We had a bright spot. Trevor Zegras sniped a puck to make it 4-1. That was great to see. He used Radim Šimek as a screen from Fowler, and Kulikov got the assists, but it was a little too late. It's interesting, though. It's only 29 minutes and 37 seconds into the game, but it was already 4-1. So by the halfway point of the game, you're talking 4-1 at the halfway point of the game, and the Ducks were kind of up against it at that point. And you know, you just had a feeling that you could almost feel the frustration on the Ducks' part all the way up here, Steve.
Yep, I agree with you 100%. Just a lot of bad things happened tonight. I didn't expect it because I thought they could certainly build off that win over Carolina, but they couldn't get it done. And now you got a rebound from a game like this. So I'm imagining there'll be some extra work at the early part of this particular road trip, trying to figure out what works offensively. And you're going to need more than one goal a game, too, to win some hockey games in this league.
But, you know, if you can hold the Hurricanes to zero shots on goal for a 15-minute stretch in the third period, you've got to be able to pull it back together. I mean, I've just seen too many good things lately, and it does baffle me. But you know, Steve, someone, I think it was Greg Wyshynski, came on the show, and this is probably pretty obvious, but it's a youngish team, and they make youngish mistakes, and it's not that easy for them to bounce back. And it's not that easy for them to execute in a tight fashion and as a five-man unit. It's just a young, young club.
I agree with you. You know what the key word is? Development. Pat Verbeek talked about developing players this year. A lot of guys haven't spent a whole lot of time up here. Look what's happening down in San Diego. It's a growing team with a lot of good young hockey players, but they're learning some things they've never had to deal with before, and I think it's a process, and you're going to have your ups and downs, a lot of mental, physical mistakes being made, but when all is said and done, you hope you learn from every single game, every single shift, and make it better the next time out, and that's what's going to have to happen in order for us to gain some wins, is everybody on the same page and everybody learning from the previous mistakes, going out there and working hard. If you work hard and do the best job you can and something bad happens, that's one thing, but you got to go out and create an atmosphere where you got to feel like you're the better team, you can beat this team, have confidence, and if something goes wrong, don't worry about it, forget about it, and let's look ahead to something better happening later.
Yeah, and the goals in quick succession, of course, 8 seconds apart. We were just talking about the bad bounce off the backboards, and Sturm is alone. You've got that. And then, you know, later in the game, you've got an empty netter, and then followed by another one by Lorenz in quick succession. Those sequences are killers for sure. San Jose doesn't take a lot of penalties. The Ducks had three power play opportunities totaling 4 minutes and 36 seconds. Unfortunately, only two shots on net on the power play. Again, this is a recurrent theme, and I'd love to hear from you at 714-940-2888. Give me a call and tell me if you see what I see. If not, tell me what you see. But to me, Steve, I think this is where the youngish club comes in. McTavish and Zegras, just as an example, I think they're willing to make longer passes than you would want to make on a power play in the offensive zone. And I think that there's times when I don't think that they quite got the NHL speed on the power play. It's got to be quicker. It's got to be more decisive. And I think that there's a little bit too much playing with the puck. I speak to the whole unit, but sometimes I see McTavish and Zegras, and I think, in a year or two, they're going to be a lot more decisive. And that's just an impression that I get.
Yeah, that's called experience too, right? Learning and what works for you, what doesn't. And I agree with you 100%, Josh, on that. I think there's some things that can be changed to get your team maybe scoring more, because you're not going to win a lot of hockey games scoring one goal, but you've got to do that and find a way to get the goals, do whatever it takes to get it, and it's a process, and hopefully one guy does it, then the other guy says, you know what, this is working, and hey, let's give this a shot, but it's a tough time right now. I think you agree with me.
Would you shake up the units, the power play units? Would you mix them up right now? Would you?
Well, I think when you score just one goal in a game like this, you know, we've been in some games where we've been able to score some goals. Yeah, I would try different things.
Yeah,
I really would.
Yeah, I'm just thinking, you know, you're a third of the way through the season, and it would kind of make sense to me. I mean, you know, put Klingberg on the first unit with Fowler, see if something breaks there. You know, maybe try some guys who are not getting power play time. You know, it really, really couldn't hurt. So, you know, it's just a wide variety of issues as the club tries to develop. Thing is, when I hear the word development, Steve, the only thing is, you're a third of the way through an NHL season here, And we want, you know, we want to entertain the people. Do you know what I mean? We want to,
I agree.
You know, we need some wins. And you know, there's got to be some chapters of the season where we scrape together a 2 or 3 game winning streak. My expectations aren't too outrageous here, but I really would like to see a little more cohesion. And, you know, you're a third of the way through, so, you know, you are who you are. But I don't think that the consistency needs to be quite the issue that it is.
No, it's about time we put things together. I agree with you. We're, 20-plus games in and
28.
Yeah. You're talking about half the season, and they have to do something to change the way things are going right now. I don't know what it is. I'm not a coach, but watching the team, and I don't know if it's so much about lack of effort.
I don't think it's lack of effort at all.
Like you said, chemistry, cohesion, paying the price, things like that. Everybody's got to be on the same page, too.
Yeah.
Right? And once you get that, well, maybe you can start taking that next step, because we're a few steps away from being a better hockey club.
One thing the Sharks were able to achieve tonight, that the Ducks were not, is long stretch passes into the neutral zone to get a guy galloping down the ice, you know. And I just think their exits were much better. Now, I mean, look, they've got Erik Karlsson, I know that, but, you know, we've got some guys too. And I just think we're coming out of the defensive zone a little bit sideways, Steve. It's just another thing we need to work on. And that really, you know, recently in the last half dozen or so games, I've been very encouraged. I'm hoping as we go on the road that we can string together a few nights where we really do move as a 5-man unit and win the puck battles and really get through the neutral zone with speed.
Well, think about the last road trip. We had a chance to win the game in Nashville. Yeah. We had a chance to get an additional point there. We had a chance to win the game in Minnesota, too. And those are two very good clubs that we played, got together against on this most recent road trip. So some nights it looks better than what we saw tonight, but you got to find that way or that time in the game where you're not the team that makes a mistake. Is it focus? Is it lack of talent? We're not as good as them. I don't know, but I got to keep experimenting.
Let me name some names. Brett Leeson. Tonight we saw Jason Megna.
Yep.
Of course, we've got Zegras and McTavish. And you have a number of veteran guys who see the game with that level of experience. And you have a whole bunch of being developed who see the game they see it at a little different speed. And I really think that this is a youth and an experience thing that it kind of reaches out and grabs the Ducks.
It's going to take time, too.
This did not need to be a 6-1 game today.
No, not at all. And think about this, some of the injuries we've had. We got Lundstrom and Grant up right now. I mean, those are two guys that might be able to help the team here the way they're playing. So it's been a barrage of different things, and in most cases, let's be honest, negative things that have happened, and you got to find a way to overcome them or make some changes or whatever it takes to have this team a better opportunity to win hockey games, because, you know, that's what it's going to take. I have no other answers right now.
No, I think a lot of Duck fans would be scratching their heads tonight about this one. 714-940-2888. Steve, you got an early flight. I'm not going to keep you any longer. I hope you have a great trip. I hope the Ducks have a great trip, and I really appreciate you joining me on Duck
No
Call
problem.
Tonight.
We didn't get one wrestling call, which is
great. Oh, I have a wrestling question for you.
Yeah, what was
Steve,
that?
Steve, Dick the Bruiser versus George the Animal Steel. Who would win?
Oh, Dick the Bruiser.
No, that's the wrong answer. Do you know what the correct answer is?
What is it?
We all win, Steve.
Oh, my God. I had forgotten about George the Animal Steel. He's kind of a hairy guy.
All right. Jimmy Snuka versus Ricky Steamboat. Who wins?
Oh, boy, that's a tough one. I think it's a draw.
I think it's Snuka. All right.
Well, I'll take the other guy.
Bob Backlund versus Andre the Giant.
Andre the Giant.
All right.
Beats him. Hey, oh, wait. I got to tell you this story real quick.
Go ahead.
I shook Andre the Giant's hand. I was sitting next to a TV commentator in St. Louis. They were doing a Wrestling of the Chase program, and Andre the Giant comes around, and I was just there. And before he went into the ring, I had my hand out there. This guy's hand is enormous. I bet you there's some
baseball
hockey players
mitt, yeah.
with like a hand like
baseball
that.
Mitt, yeah.
But it's just amazing, and I was just lucky that I had my hand after shaking it. But anyway, some night we'll have to talk about that probably off the air.
All right. Very good. Let's take a break here on Duck Call 714. Thank you, Steve. Have a
All
great
right,
trip.
All right, no problem.
Have a great trip. 714-940-2888 right here on Duck Stream, powered by TuneIn. I'll be right back.
Products that keep your business performing at the highest level. Solutions designed to streamline your team's playbook. And the expertise to help your business score big. Pacific Premier Bank, part of your team and the official business bank of the Anaheim Ducks and the Honda Center. Visit bpbi.com. Member FDIC. It doesn't get much better than this. Products that keep your business performing at the highest level. Solutions designed to streamline your team's playbook. And the expertise to help your business score big. Pacific Premier Bank, part of your team and the official business bank of the Anaheim Ducks and the Honda Center. Visit bpbi.com. Member FDIC. It doesn't get much better than this.
We all have difficult times and face challenges. You're not alone. There are things you can do in your daily life to support your healthiest self. Make sure you get enough rest and set a positive mindset for the day ahead. Grab a friend and take some time to get outdoors to breathe fresh air. End your day by jotting down three positive things that went well for you. For more resources on ways to build your healthiest self, visit ducks.ocnavigator.org. The OC Navigator is brought to you by the OC Healthcare Agency and the Mental Health Services Act.
Welcome back to Duck Calls on Duck Stream, powered by TuneIn. I'm your host, Josh Brewster. The ultimate gift for the holiday season has to be all of Honda Center. Learn how you can attend every Ducks game, family show, fight night, comedy set, rodeo, and concert in 2023 with a premium seating membership. The best seats in the house also come with a long list of additional perks. Learn more at HondaCenter.com/luxury. HondaCenter.com/luxury. It sounds pretty good. I'll tell you what, when OC Vibe is built, you can live right next door and you can come to every event here at Honda Center. Place looks great, by the way. You know, the seats are all redone in the last few years, and just a great building, great amenities. So get down here to Honda Center. All right, it's a busy night in the NHL, and I'll go through some of the scores and stuff, and then we can talk Ducks. Give me a call, 714-940-2888. We'd love to hear from you. What do you like? What don't you like? It's all on the table here. It was a rough loss tonight to a divisional opponent, and the game got away from the Ducks kind of early. It's too bad that these goals started piling up for the Sharks, because there just came a point where the Ducks were not coming back, so just not our night. As I mentioned to Dan during the intermission tonight, it's interesting. NHL is averaging 6.36 goals per game, and last season it was 6.29. So it's going up and up. It was under 6 in every season from 2006-07, the year we won the Cup, through 2017-18. So if you think you see more goals, you do. This week we had a great performance, a 5-goal performance by Tage Thompson, the Buffalo Sabres. Scored 4 in the first period alone. Only Dave Andrechuk had done that for that club. And he's really a great player. And they got him in the Ryan O'Reilly deal. And as Dan was saying earlier, it really was a deal that worked out for both clubs. It didn't seem to work out for Buffalo for a while because Ryan O'Reilly just delivered a Stanley Cup, Conn Smythe. And just a great player. But Tage Thompson was the key to that deal. And if you haven't seen him, this is a very exciting player. He's a big kid. And, boy, he's got some moves. And, you talk about Jason Robertson in Dallas. Tage Thompson is certainly ascending the heights. It's funny how we sort of take Connor McDavid a little bit for granted now, because certainly he's always setting the league on fire and could be headed to another Hart Trophy. We talked about the World Juniors. Their camps are set to begin, And center for the Ducks, center Nathan Gauthier, defenseman Tyson Hines, and defenseman Olin Zellweger were all selected to the selection camp. The selection camp is going to be in Moncton, New Brunswick, coming up starting next Wednesday. And Nathan Gauthier, center, and Olin Zellweger, which is one of the top defensive prospects for the Anaheim Ducks, are returning after representing Canada at the 2022 World Juniors, which, as you know, happened in the summer, unprecedented because of the pandemic that canceled the tournament earlier, from going from 21 into 22. So that was held over the summer. So Olin Zellweger, a real bright prospect on the blue line for the Ducks. And by the way, you know, amidst all our talk, really, really miss Jamie Drysdale, huh? This club really misses Jamie Drysdale. If you could stop and think about the level of depth that we would be getting on our defense, and the ability to, I was talking about not looking good coming out of the defensive zone. Jamie Drysdale cannot recover and get back on the ice fast enough for me, because I think this has been a real big loss in terms of the wheels coming out of the defensive zone. Great to see John Klingberg again. I think Dan mentioned a little bit of rust tonight, but then at some point saw him walking the blue line. Real nice lateral move tonight on the blue line. I think it was the midpoint of the game. He was walking that blue line. Yeah, it was the second period. And unfortunately, San Jose's second goal followed soon after it. And by the way, before that, early in the second period, Brett Leason hit the post. But I think our defense, boy, when we get Jamie Drysdale back, I think things will start to move a little quicker out of that defensive zone. Such a talented young guy. And then other players for Canada, we talk a lot about Shane Wright, the fourth overall pick. They thought he'd be number one. He drops to fourth because the two clubs at second and third need defensemen. He will go to the Canadian camp. So will Kings defenseman Brant Clark and Arizona prospect Dylan Gunther, who was ninth overall in 2021. He's a forward. So Team USA, they've invited Luke Hughes, no surprise there, University of Michigan. He's the brother of Quinn Hughes and Jack Hughes. Of course, Quinn for the Vancouver Canucks and Jack Hughes for the surging New Jersey Devils. Well, Luke Hughes is also a pick of the Devils, fourth overall in 2021. He'll be there. Arizona prospect left wing Logan Cooley from the University of Minnesota and Ottawa prospect Tyler Boucher, who was 10th overall in 2021. And the two SoCal guys who USA has invited, born in SoCal, that is, Shai Buham from San Diego, and I know I'm mispronouncing his last name. He won the 2022 national championship with Troy Terry's alma mater, the University of Denver. And Aiden Kreshuk from Long Beach, born in Long Beach, will be there at the USA camp, which starts this Sunday in Plymouth, Michigan. Interesting game tonight. The Arizona Coyotes returned home to their small-sized Mullet Arena after a 14-game, yes, you heard me right, 14-game road trip. They went 4-7-3, which could have been a lot worse, by the way. And they could not ask for a tougher opponent than the Boston Bruins. But guess what? They played the Boston Bruins tonight at Mullet Arena, and they won 4-3 on a goal by Lawson Crouse with 14 seconds left. So the Coyotes are now 8-13-4. You know, we were talking earlier about effort. You know, are the Ducks giving the effort? I believe they are. I don't think this is a team that is slacking. I just think they're going in the wrong direction, or they're pulling in two different directions at times. But the Arizona Coyotes are another club that is struggling, but always an effort. Every time you watch them, they're always dialed in. So they return home after a brutally long road trip. I don't think I've heard of a 14-game road trip before. But it's a 4-3 victory over none other than the Boston Bruins tonight. Bruins are now 21-4-1. In overtime, let me give you some scores before I get out of here. And if you want to jump in, 714-940-2888. We'd love to hear what you have to say about the club. It's a disappointing 6-1 loss, but there's a lot to talk about when it comes to the Ducks. In Vegas tonight, in overtime, it's Jonathan Marchessault of the Vegas Golden Knights. He gets his 12th goal of the year in a 2-1 victory with his overtime game-winning goal. Aiden Hill in net for Vegas. Carter Hart in net for the Philadelphia Flyers. The Golden Knights are now 28-1. Moving through the rest of the scores here. The Flames, oh, this was a big night. It'll be bigger when he goes to Calgary. But tonight, Johnny Gaudreau and the Columbus Blue Jackets toppled the Calgary Flames 3-1 tonight in Columbus. Patrick Laine, good to see him healthy again, had his 7th goal of the year. And the Blue Jackets were able to topple Calgary. Of course, Johnny Gaudreau did not make any friends in Calgary. He left the club on the night of, as soon as free agency opened last July, he left the club and signed with Columbus, in fact, for a little less than what Calgary was offering. But it's obviously it's his choice. He's from back east. Maybe he wanted to get a change of scenery. But Matt Tkachuk's departure from Calgary was a lot smoother for Calgary fans, easier to digest, because he had made it clear to the club that his future was not in Calgary. It will be very interesting when the Columbus Blue Jackets visit Calgary to see how they respond to Johnny Gaudreau. The very hot New Jersey Devils tonight lost to the Islanders at the Rock in New Jersey. Devils are now 21-5-1. It was 6-4 tonight, the Islanders over the Devils. And the Islanders are certainly coming on there, 17-11. I mentioned Tage Thompson. Tonight, Pittsburgh topples Buffalo 4-3 in overtime on a goal by Jeff Carter, just his 4th goal of the season. But it's Jeff Carter, and that's in overtime at 1:36 of the overtime. For Buffalo, Jeff Skinner got his 13th goal, and Victor Olofsson his 12th. They're an exciting club to watch, and quite honestly, the Pittsburgh Penguins are as well, but boy, they're certainly a little bit up and down. Our old buddy Rickard Rakell got his 11th goal of the season tonight for Pittsburgh. The Kraken go into Washington, and the Kraken have started to cool off. The Capitals topple them 4-1 tonight. Alexander Ovechkin now up to 16 goals, and so he gets closer and closer to 800. The Jets go into Chicago. It's Jets 3, Blackhawks 1. The Wild go into Edmonton. The Oilers 5, the Wild 2. Leon Draisaitl gets his 19th goal of the season. Ryan Nugent-Hopkins his 14th. And Connor McDavid his 25th. And boy, if you could just imagine where they would be if they had Evander Kane, the depth scoring that they've lost with Evander Kane being out of the lineup. Oilers, you know, you never really know when they're going to break through because it'll be proven in the playoffs. They don't have a lot to prove in the regular season, but, you know, Connor McDavid now up to 25 goals. Just tremendous. The Rangers 2, the Avalanche 1. This is in a shootout in Colorado tonight. And by the way, speaking of Evander Kane, I'll close the show with this. I encourage everyone, I don't know if you saw, you know, he was cut very badly by a skate blade. If you've got your kids playing youth hockey, I encourage you at your hockey store, go in and ask for Kevlar. That's that cut-proof gear that you can get on your kids' wrists and on the backs of their legs and, of course, on their necks. And I would encourage you to do it because these are skate blades. And, you know, it can be a dangerous game. So definitely if you're shopping at a hockey store, if they're not carrying Kevlar, insist that they get some cut-proof gear for you and for your kids because you don't want to, you know, look what happened to Evander Kane. And these are skate blades. So on that cautionary note, I'll tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to get out of here. Let's talk again on Monday. It's a rare weekend when we don't have a game on Saturday or Sunday, very rare. So I will talk to you Monday. Our pregame starts at 4 o'clock. The game is at 4:30. It's in Ottawa Monday night. Then we're on to Toronto Tuesday night. We need you tuning in on TuneIn. Thank you for listening to the Duck Calls on Duck Stream, powered by TuneIn. Have a great weekend.
The hottest tracks from today's Latin artists make for a soundtrack that boosts your mood and gets you moving. And TuneIn, the all-in-one audio app, brings you a curated selection as part of our exclusive Latin hit station. Hear the best from J Balvin, Ozuna, Becky G, Shakira, and so many more every single day. Plus, you can go commercial-free with TuneIn Premium. So heat up your soundtrack now with Latin hits only on TuneIn.
The classic hits from yesterday bring you just the right hit of nostalgia. With chart-topping songs that never go out of style. All spinning on TuneIn's classic hit station. We're talking iconic hits from the greats, like Madonna. Elton John. The Master, Prince. And so many more. The best part? It's all spinning every day on all your devices on TuneIn's classic hit station. So go grab TuneIn for the best listening.
You're listening to Live Ducks Audio, and we're here with a hot tip for sports fans. Check out TuneIn. This all-in-one audio platform brings together all the live sports you want. But what if you want to cue up some shows on your time? TuneIn also brings you the sports podcasts you love on demand. Listen to ESPN's full lineup of pods, great shows from CBS Sports, and so much more, all on TuneIn. Plus, because TuneIn's available on all your devices, you're never without something to listen to. Give it a shot. Check out TuneIn today.
On the ice or in the boardroom, winning depends on teamwork and strategy. PDF Tron provides businesses worldwide with tools to process digital documents by increasing efficiency and reducing time spent and money wasted. PDF Tron is changing the way your business works with documents by giving you the power to automate PDF processing in a secure digital environment. Stop sitting in the penalty box filled with paper documents and get out on the ice with high-powered digital document processing. To learn more, visit us at PDFTron.com. Let's go, Ducks!
Support comes from UCI Health, home of Orange County's first and only adult bone marrow transplant program with groundbreaking cancer research and world-class treatments. They stop at nothing for a cancer-free future. UCIHealth.org/BMT.
Become an Orange Alliance member today to